Medical records wedding or
Yeah. No place in events. I love seeing ads on things that don't fit whatever the program is. Right now, Ben Shapiro has some sports betting thing as a sponsor.
Right.
It just doesn't sound like a good match.
So, looks like this might be
Oh.
So nobody else is chiming in.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, we didn't bring his machine with us. He's got a Dell. Do you know what it is? It
It's
was
a
touch screen originally.
Studio edition. I can't remember if that was the Inspiron line studio or what, but it was big touch screen.
Dual drive.
Yeah, we somehow didn't have both carriers, but
And Linux no longer recognizes its touch screen.
it used to and doesn't anymore.
Yeah, early on, that's how I found out it had a touch screen. It's when they built Windows 7 on it from the cooperative to then put it into the Christmas raffle. It wasn't even noticed until I did through a Linux distro on it, and then it automatically went, hey, you got
Do you
it.
know what distro was?
It worked for a while. I'm trying to remember if I was playing with Ubuntu at that point.
Because
At some point.
it, let's say it was Ubuntu 18.04. You can still download that, run it as a live CD, and see what drivers it's using. If you put on something like Mint, you can do the driver finder, and there's a good chance it'll be able to find it. So, not a guarantee.
Was yours an XPS?
No.
That's okay.
No. Yeah, I know what you're looking for.
I know that there is a way to make this go away and auto hide. I can never find it. Hide video panel, maybe. That wasn't what I wanted. Show video panel.
Dell Studio?
It's got a seven, so probably seven. There's a problem transitioning over to 10. It's one of the issues once I had worked out the
Yeah,
confidence that way. But there is a question, what else isn't working to its full potential? The launching set, drivers.
I really, really, really like Zen Orchestra. Or just Zen as a thing. This has been a great toy. And
there are 11, how many you can use though?
Hmm?
There's not a limit on that for how many you the image you can run or something.
I haven't found it. So this isn't okay. So Zen is an open source product.
Right.
There wouldn't be a limit on that. Cisco's XCP, Zen Cisco something, there is, because you've got to give Cisco their cash. This is XCP-NG, which is an open source version of Cisco's XCP. I don't think so. It does. I mean, I can move machines between hosts. I haven't found any real serious limitation. There are lots of things that it says, oh, you can buy this, but they're not things I don't want to back up to the cloud.
Right.
I mean, I very, very distinctly don't want to back up to the
Right.
cloud.
Well, I was thinking there was a restriction on it. But I know there's somebody done like a, like you have to compile your own variant of orchestra, I thought that get past like a max of like 3 VN.
Oh, there's a little script. No. There's a little script you can run to remove all of their "wouldn't you like to buy this?" But I don't go in here frequently enough that that's an issue. But yeah, once a month or so, I come into here and do updates, and there's no way to get to it unless you're already signed into a VM. And the only thing I've got open is, well, I got a shitload of stuff open, but the only thing that can get to the outside world that I am concerned with is SSH. Everything requires keys. And this is always concerning. It just updated XOA, and so now it's lost the connection to XOA. Oh, shit. Come on. Don't screw me on this one. I've only had to restart the server itself once in the last year. And I've got another machine that's it's physically off right now, but if I bring it up, this will come up and go, oh, there's the other one. I can push machines to it, reboot this one, pull them back, and it doesn't have enough cores. I've got to shut down some machines, but yeah, it works nicely. One of the things I'm playing with is I can set up the storage as an HA cluster. So when the second machine comes back, it synchronizes all of the storage. It'll take it 20 minutes. But after that, it's the two are an HA pair.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one side of an HA pair that's got like 24 cores and one that's got 8. So not quite fair.
Yeah.
But I've been looking at redoing this whole thing. The little Dell 3040s, or not 30, 7040s, I guess. The micros, 7-inch square pizza boxes, those things are getting down to $120. Little stack of 3 or 4 of those.
Yeah, buy them there at CCC. They were selling the 7060s for like $50.
Really?
Yeah. I got like
wait, is the micros?
Yeah. They didn't have the supplies for them.
I can get around that. They're just 19 volts.
I went back next week and bought two more.
7060s. Those are nice. Were they i7s?
They think they're the i5s. They had the NVMe RAM on it or drives in them. And
those.
Was it 16 gigs of RAM?
So that's 6 cores, 12 threads. Well, 8700, I think it is.
I started to bring mine in today to verify that the VPN stuff's working right. Pretty sure it is.
It's 7. Oh, what the hell? You took me to the beginning of their stuff.
Of course it did.
And I don't remember what I was looking for. 8700T.
Yeah, I tried to buy some more and talk them down because they didn't have the power for the supply for them, and there was so much to buy the power supply for it. I bought some knockoff ones that were allegedly Dell, but they're green lighted instead of blue. And the Dell says they can't read them for their voltage.
Huh.
So I was like, they say Dell on the thing, but I was like, yeah, I've never seen a green light on a Dell, you know, but I wasn't going to spend $40 a pop for a power supply. I got them for like 14 or something. Supposedly were new coming out of California. But they work. It just sometimes when you boot it up, it bitches that can't talk to the supply.
Yeah.
I don't want you talking to it.
Well, because they're basically a laptop, so yeah. It's like, oh, I don't know how to charge the battery. Well, you don't have a battery.
Yeah.
Just frickin' run, you know, you had to be 90 watt to power them up, right?
Really?
And yeah.
Because it's a 35, I mean, this is a 35 watt i7 with 12 threads.
Well, the...
Damn.
I'd say
it's 4 gigahertz.
This takes a 90 watt supply. That was the problem because the one they gave me was a 65 watt. And it bitched, this hasn't got enough juice to run at full speed, blah, blah, blah. And what the problem is it takes those stupid little, the new micro tin plug. So they'll change their plug for the power. It's a little bitty, like 3.4.
Yeah.
Mini pin. Power.
So my box full of Dell laptop supplies won't work on this.
Right.
Okay. Nice.
Well, because you need the 90 watt. That's principally was only used on a 65 watt or something.
Oh, I've got an old Dell power supply that I think is like 320 watt.
Yeah.
It's from one of the ones where they were mounting the small form factor on the back of a monitor, mm-hmm. and it powered the monitor and the box. Yeah, it was crazy.
Is that like for medical installs on the like med carts and crap?
Yeah. But
they did that with some of the precision built into stuff too. You know, you get like the bridge power supply. I got one of those laying around too.
The notion got 5 quarts bigger. Now.
But it was weird. It took a lot of digging to find a stupid device for less than $40 a pop. I told the guy, they're expensive. It's like, and he goes to like eBay and pulls up, you know, like 5 pages of it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't buy it from eBay if I can help it.
So, what I'm thinking on this is. Boot from network, so all the storage on the network, nothing in this. 2.5 gig Ethernet card plugged into the M.2 port. Since I don't have a drive in it anymore, I've got that nice little PCIe by 4 connector.
It's got two of them in there, one for that. And then it's got a Wi-Fi NIC.
I don't care about that.
Usually
PCI by 1.
So you can actually put a cellular thing in it. But I was kind of surprised by that myself. Had built in Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't care about that either. Actually, now I need to pick up a Wi-Fi card at the Micro Center soon. I married into grandkids, and Marlo's youngest daughter has 3 sons, and they need a computer. So I picked up a little Dell, and then I realized, they don't have wires in their house. It's all wireless, and this thing's going to end up in the basement. Damn it. Can we make it any worse? But,
I was thinking walls, what the walls were built of.
Yeah, it's reasonably new, but it is well built. The saving grace is I'm pretty sure that their receiver is in the basement already, so I may be able to run a wire over. They've got a drop ceiling in part of it.
Oh, God. So this is not going to be like the stone basement on Wayne.
No. But. No, that's not here. I spent the last 3 days installing Windows and decrapifying Windows and making sure that it was all local users and everything. And God, I hate doing that. My original intent was I was digging through some stuff and I found a little extra NVMe drive. I'm like, oh, sweet. I'll put that in because it was a 200 gig drive. That's perfect for Windows. It already had a 500 gig SSD in it. I'm thinking, I'll put Linux on the 500. They can select it as a boot option from BIOS, not from Windows. Windows will never even know the thing exists, and I can do backups and just, I can walk her through over the phone. Yeah. Restarted, start tapping F12, select the other boot drive, but my little NVMe drive was dead. I don't know what it came from.
That's weird.
Well, I'm assuming that's why it was just tossed in my drawer. I don't know.
Is intended to be thrown away to recycle and
push screws.
Yeah. But my thought on this is print a little 3D print a back edge for it with all the connectors brought out to compliant stuff and make my own little blade chassis. Because I figured these things should last easy 5 more years. And if I buy 4 or 5 of them, and I'm only using 2 or 3 at a time, I can just swap them with the little Pi KVM. I can set it up so that I can do net boot, have all the storage coming off of that array that I built, which is running very nicely. But its footprint is about the same as these.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a welding shop and weld up a little rack, something about that big, with storage at the top and those blades at the bottom and networking at the very bottom. Nice little tiny lab to play with. And at 12 cores each on those things, I can run 30 machines, just toys.
Yeah, I like them.
I have a 4-port, 2.5 gig card coming to go into the server. This is running on right now, so I can get more bandwidth to storage. I don't know if I can actually use it. Full 10 gig pipe, but all the storage is going to go into this server.
All the way you can utilize.
Sound good.
Patch weight 10 if you need. Take 7 drives is enough. Right.
Okay. Well,
unless you're on SSDs.
No, they're spinning. You got 6. Close.
Well, I say you feel a lot faster than
the gigabit I've got connected to it at the moment.
Well, so I've been doing a lot of the math the last couple of weeks, and actual spinning drives 1-to-1. You can like almost fully saturate 2.5 gig.
Really?
Yeah, and it'll give you almost 200 meg a second transfer speed.
That's not bad.
So I'm trying to seriously looking at switching to 2.5 gig USB NIC card.
Mm-hmm.
Will cap out on, the USB 3 will support a 2.5 gig at that speed.
Okay.
So for all my computers, I was looking around, if I got these USB 3 externals and plugged them into my boxes, because I don't have NIC cards, and they're cheaper than the NIC mm-hmm. cards. It seems kind of silly, but I was thinking of doing that as just doing the 2.5 to 2.5 over the USB port, the file transfer.
You can get better than 2.5. I mean, this thing's got 10 gig USB something. And I don't know what the hell it is, but
it's all
that initially wasn't bad.
Finally, we get back.
Water polo was the other
And the wonderful T-shirt.
The
Bumble.
It is.
You talk about lightning port. I don't have anything other than my 7060s that has a lightning port.
Are we shopping?
I think we can be in just a moment.
Greetings, stranger. Hanging in there.
Sounds like somebody's interested in going for a trip to Wyoming and hitting Cincinnati Computer Cooperative.
Well, they don't sell to the public anymore.
No?
They closed last month.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they fired everybody, and they only sell on the web now.
I wonder if they got rid of Frank.
I think Frank is the one that fired everybody.
Some
old guy came out and told me, we don't do that anymore. You need to get out. We don't have insurance for people to be in here.
It's okay. They haven't had insurance in years.
That's what I figured too. But he said
that
they only post on the marketplace now.
The Facebook marketplace?
Yeah. So if you wanted anything, look on there. I was like, ooh, okay. And they only sell whole computers. He seemed a little perturbed that I was in there.
He was always perturbed.
Yeah, Mr. Adams is always perturbed. It's rare to see him in a light.
Depends on where he is in the magic briefcase.
Yeah, they scrapped everything in the shop. The whole place was cleaned out.
Really?
Yeah.
So he hasn't been paying the rent. He has to get out of the building.
No, they're keeping the building, but they're only going to deal in whole computers, he said, from now on, and they're not, if it doesn't sell within a month, they've got some kind of scrapping company.
Well, how much of the building are they in? The place had grown on a very small footprint to the whole building, and then started downsizing at some point. How far downsized?
He was saying they were only going to use the first stock in that first section now.
So what became the front office and then the room that they were repurposing the machines in?
Yeah.
What they originally moved in was more of a warehouse environment.
They had all servers down the backside, and then.
But their website doesn't list anything along that.
Yeah, so that's it. Their site doesn't say jack. I haven't even tried to look up for stuff. They were supposed to get a whole bunch of Dell Precisions, and he said sometime this week, and I haven't even bothered looking. I was kind of sad because I was wanting to pick up some more of those 7060s and another 4-port NIC card. But the one I got off of them fried. 5 minutes.
What speed? 4.8.
4.4 gig. Four with 1 gig.
4 gig. I got that. I'm sure.
I put one in my new NAS and I put one in my other one, and one of them looked like I was like setting up the IP addresses and it went offline. So when I pulled it, it was like 300 degrees.
Dang.
I was like, yep, I think that one's done. Because the other one I could put my hand on.
Yeah.
And the one that disappeared off the other computer when I was repairing them, I was like, because I was going to bridge and bond them so I could copy files from one to the other and use it for backing up.
Super fast.
Yeah. And it disappeared and all the lights went off on it. And I'm like, that's not right. I should stop. 15 minutes later, I shut the computer down, and the whole back of the case was so hot I could touch it.
That was the problem that we had with those at Siemens.
Yeah.
A lot of them were running hot. Well,
that's why I thought I'd just stick to one of those 2.5 USBs in it.
They were running hot enough. On one of them, I opened it up, and it's lucky that the card was in this orientation instead of this. Because it got hot enough that it melted the plastic rivets that held the heat sink on, which just made it get a little bit warmer.
Yeah, well, that's why I was kind of like, You know, I'd rather stick that crap out on a USB port.
So, let me explain what's going on here. A friend of ours from church, an elderly lady who's a widow, lost her 65-year-old IT geek son to cancer. And I'm trying to help her get rid of some of the stuff that he has accumulated over here. There's a bunch of ICs with a few red boards. There's a router, there's a turntable, there's a huge stack of blank CDs and DVDs. There's a POE box, which is sealed, unopened. There's just a whole bunch of stuff. I've got a list. I made a little spreadsheet of what's in the transparent boxes. The rest of the stuff wasn't labeled like those were. Those all came in the Mauser envelope, so you could get the part number and you could see what the heck they were. But if anyone's interested, talk to me.
I certainly am.
More than that, but I'll shop.
Well, I looked up the CCC stuff, and their website is not updated, but they're saying, oh, if you're a poor person and get any of this aid, we'll take $10 off the purchase. $10?
They were only selling for $150. So $10 is a decent incentive.
But if they're saying you're too broke to eat, you know, it's...
Yeah, I went in there a couple of times and they had ones that they weren't going to refurbish.
Yeah.
And they're like, for you to a good home. That was a good home. I don't have any of those anymore.
Or actually, I do have one. A little clear away AC.
Do these come with the case?
If you take the box, you get the case.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a little bit. Yeah, he was into this stuff.
In our relish. Actually, that's a decent one that can be upgraded with OPDWRP, or OpenWRP.
Yeah, I'm not getting them to actually.
This is the Raspberry Pi 4.
Okay.
4 gigabyte.
The one that needs it.
Oh, here.
This is number 2.
He's happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back over here now. I'm running around.
What's in here is list price. What's in here is 110.
Really?
Yeah, I went through.
Okay.
I had no idea, but
that wasn't too hard.
I wouldn't expect it much. I suspect you want to. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody lost the battery. Came with a spare battery.
Boy, they do, they didn't have a battery. There's the, is that
the thing.
Yeah. Well, you get a discount for the spare battery.
Okay.
How about 100 kilowatt? This and the Raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, score.
Just try to help.
Yeah, I'm just going
to. I'm getting a little bottle once you're battery back.
I work
with the
manager training. Oh, yeah. I was
Made an announcement.
Yeah. Yeah. I was training you very much.
I was training them.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So, managers like ministers in the morning.
You have to make it as small as possible.
You're the manager. And then he comes in with letter of proposal.
You don't understand. You do not understand. Once you get promoted to manager, you have to take your stupid notes.
Oh, I know. Now, it was system. The problem was. Well, one of the all the time was no one fight. And the other issue was I had a single employee. And when he
distributed
out the real store and the employees who went closely.
We got an interesting little
you're the new manager.
Oh.
And the employees do it. Oh, I mean,
we're just talking about
you mean the turntable?
No. Automation club, what it looks like.
No.
I went through it item by item.
What do we want this?
For DVD?
I haven't tested it. So.
Yeah. If it fails, it fails. But
I think I see your remote.
No, we're helping a little lady. Was there a remote
for it? Yeah, there's a remote for both of them. There are remotes for both of them.
They're both Sony's, I take it.
They are.
Plug them in and see. Look on the web and see what one you can look for.
That's the moment I'm doing.
There we go. Much easier to get past the balance.
That's what you do the meeting. There's going to be some stuff to do that one. The win-win.
Yeah, that's
the
win-win.
Yeah. And if you look them up, they're like 10 bucks.
Real quick, I'm crazy busy. Well, still trying to deal with my father's passing and get everything done for my mom. And 4 months, and life insurance check still isn't here. We're going to be moving her from where she was at. That was the perfect place for her and when Dad was alive. But now that she's on her own, we move her a lot closer. But we've done a lot of that stuff. Playing with Linux and, break fix jobs. Just hanging in there.
The outburst from me was the case of there was a life insurance policy on my mother passed away in 2016. The father didn't file it. Executive of his estate.
Oh my.
And this stuff started coming up. Some of it may have been my sister's research, some of it has been just as things were getting So it's a case of how do we deal with that one? Because the beneficiary is also deceased.
Oh, no, that passed. That's the password. So
yeah, you were, yeah, it exactly. It took been several calls and paperwork filed.
The hardest, one of the biggest pain in the butts was,
yeah,
the, you know, all the retirement accounts and everything, that was all in my father's name at the bank, even though mom was listed before on it as a user and all that.
Yeah.
As soon as the certificate of death got recorded,
things got locked down.
Yep.
Locked down hard,
exactly. So getting that all reinstated was a pain in the butt. Now I've got a POA for mom, and she's sharp, but we did that anyway, so I can start talking to the finance companies about, oh yeah, we need to approve Brad. And
it just gets the point, there's just too much information to process. I see where you're going.
In my family, we're real strict on a death. If your dad dies, the next possible moment, we take your mother out and we close all the bank accounts before the death notice hits the paper.
But no,
I'm learning that.
There are now workarounds for that, but they didn't used to be.
No, it's like the microfiche in old days for the purchase and sale of homes. It is coming. They come in. It goes through the county recorder's photographic system.
Yeah.
And there's about 16 companies that also get that photo wired directly to them from every county in the United States. So as soon as something is recorded, they make money because the banks are subscribed to the service. And so as soon as it's recorded, it's done. What Sandy just said about get everything out and change before that is great. I still have my dad's cell phone so that we have to cover any of the web accounts still. We're getting those transferred over.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah.
Well, it's also the in between one too, but
he runs a
XP wasn't mostly when it came out.
Emulates him well enough, he signs
Vista. Then there was 7, then there was 8, then there was 8.1. Kind of a step up. And then there was 10. I think the reason you had a lot of people subpoenaing and wanting to get 10 extended. Hardware requirements.
Yeah, yeah.
If they just learn how to bump it without those, and we talked about that.
The argument that they're presenting is that they're consigning tons and tons of perfectly good laptops to the landfill because they won't run 11. That's the argument they're facing.
Microsoft is leaning on the security argument.
Yeah. Oh, I figured
that's what you're going. I have no idea what this thing is.
I don't either.
One full screen so of you.
And the chivalrous with a folding leg. I have no idea
either. Hamstack CPU 4.
He was a ham guy.
Okay.
And the ham radio club that he belonged to came over and took a bunch of ham gear, which Betty gave them to. So I looked it up. I couldn't find any decent reference to it.
Well, interesting about the. I've got two netbooks in the car that are both running Raspberry Pi. One is 32-bit. One is 64-bit.
You got the Pi, right?
They both have 2 gigs of RAM.
Hmm. I'll ask Leroy on this. What is it?
And that's a Pi desktop.
I don't know whether it's software defined radio or.
And actually, on the netbooks, it works.
So, great. Do you know the guy's call sign?
This works well on
That's an interesting also, question. Maybe I can find that out.
Five on the one that was 32.
No vanity plates.
It worked really well.
Really,
I kind of like the Linux Mint Devlin edition.
That sounds interesting.
Because what it's one more, was the best one
SD card
bit, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, it was the most modern interface in there, compared to like Q4 OS.
That may just be the box.
It's going to continue to be supported. All the ones that are based on Ubuntu.
Okay.
They're just waiting to die.
They stopped.
Years?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, but it's silly to start putting that on something today.
It's a good size heat sink.
I have no idea what it is. There is no label.
Honestly, it's a great little
RAS.
It's a little computer.
So maybe it was playing the middle of something else.
And then I made it a lot worse. You can buy stickers that say for rectal use only. And you put them on like gas pumps and things like that. But the roll has like 1,000 of them. It's like, I could stay busy.
When I was in college, we got a bunch of bumper sticker size squares that had a screw on it. We put them over the harness.
Yeah, I screw my dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, actually, Gallagher had those at his shows. He sold them.
We thought of it on our own.
But he also had, I clubbed my dog, and so he had a.
We had a whole bumper sticker, for the nightlife club baby seal.
Hold on. Wolford, Mike Wolford, WOLFORD.
Yeah, that, I appreciate that sort of humor.
Yeah. We also had a fictional roommate that had the worst credit in all of San Diego. His name was Jack Mahogany.
He was
and yes, he did receive items in the mail. He did make purchases. He didn't pay any of the bills, but he made purchases.
That lout.
So
everything in here.
Dog named Santa Little Howard.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Simpsons? Okay. I was just thinking, you're talking about purchases and bad credit, and that character came to mind.
Isn't that the Grinch's dog, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it
the same thing? I think.
Some of them are labeled, some of them are.
All I remember is there's a great one that was being inspired as a project and somehow acquired. And that's what Hawk did.
You got the rabbit?
No.
I waited.
He was no longer suitable for being a racing dog.
Yeah, there are some of those.
Yeah, that's when they catch the rabbit, they're no longer suitable for a racing dog.
I'm sure.
That's true.
I'm sure.
I get it. But I don't think that was the storyline.
I do believe he was merely old and slow.
Yeah, I think it was just a matter.
Bet on him to play his last.
I updated Windows and rebooted it. That seems to be the only reason I have this VM.
I assume it's a Arduino clone.
Oh, yeah. There are a dozen. Well, I mean, Micro Center has their own version of an Arduino.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So some of this is probably ham products. It's an X key there.
So somebody's joining the meeting.
No, that wasn't.
That's keypad.
Oh, that beep was me just getting on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, nice.
This other box has a Pico, a couple of Pico clones, this, boards, boxes.
Hey, this don't feel too bad, actually.
Yeah, I had the same reaction. It's not a bad piece.
But traditionally, this has been our Christmas meeting where folks bring their toys that they opened early for Christmas. But I was going to do that in January because I haven't gotten my toys yet.
Oh, no. I've got one. It's a backup camera. A throttle magnet. Or over Wi-Fi. Barbie hangs in all places.
Well,
seems to work.
Yeah.
I am at a loss to know how. Anyone familiar with this?
What does it connect to? Your phone?
It doesn't have any open ports when you scan it.
Huh. I'm going to say my vehicle has Wi-Fi.
It is definitely.
What I got it for was to look at the trailer.
Yep.
That's a what?
The trailer is.
Oh, okay.
So, the only thing I can.
Bashing my bumper.
The only thing I can think of is they do port knocking from the app. I assume that it shows up as a Wi-Fi access point.
It does, with some kind of weird name.
Yeah, and
unique name.
The app knows the password to connect to the wireless.
This is the generic app that I downloaded.
Yeah,
I
was
looking at. Oh, yeah, okay. What's the app? And how long does the battery last?
My first thought is how does it activate the camera? My GPS has backup camera capability, but you have a hardwire to the reverse lights. So I'm not sure if that's where you're getting power and also activation. I couldn't use that in a company.
No, that's battery powered. It's probably always on, or whenever you open the app, it turns on the camera.
Well, see, it would then interface with the display on my GPS. So my guess is then they're using that signal to then say, hey, here's what your view is, opposed to interfering with driving.
Yeah.
Or the camera that is viewing the street at all times. At least in my case, I have an auto.
That's always been one of my issues. I want a button to...
Years ago,
I want a button on the dash to turn on the backup camera.
Okay.
I want to be able to look back there when I want to look
whatever
back there.
You're saying.
I realized I had to do some hardwiring in some way, even wireless, but still hardwiring with the reverse and look into the details of how to use it.
Is that the 305 WFHD?
Yeah.
That shows as an unlocked access point to me. I would connect to it, but I can't. I'll lose the stream. Also curious what RFID wand is. That's a new one.
Is that possibly something in the house for them to go through and verify things on the shelf without having their physically removable?
Could be. I don't know. Oh, I love that thing. That has been an absolutely wonderful little box.
Which box is it?
That's a Intel Nook.
It's the Nook. It's the Intel. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was reading about that.
I keep forgetting what it is, though.
Too many toys.
Intel Nook BECFL357. No, that's not it. That's Nook 8i7BEH.
What's an i7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. i7.
And the BEH is the case size and stuff. Mm-hmm. There was a BLH, which is a little bit shorter, and a BWH, which is taller. That's got room for everything that's in it now, plus a 2.5-inch SSD or spinning drive.
Mm-hmm. I saw something in this form factor I read about yesterday with solid state cooling.
Sweet.
We were able to get it to.
Yeah.
It's colored.
You said you don't see any open ports. Ooh, it's got it.
Sean, without it being connected to anything, Sean did a net scan.
Mm-hmm. And map.
Yeah. And map. And it didn't show any open ports.
Wait a minute.
I can all
die.
What?
Go. Okay. Well, that's a thing.
What's that?
Frank at Frank CCC apparently is no longer with us.
Maybe that's why they closed the doors, as he was the one working there.
Did they close the doors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone else said they closed the door.
They had a tax problem.
Well, I know
yes.
that.
I knew they had paid their taxes.
If they're smart about it, that tax problem goes with Frank.
Yeah.
We don't know what was going on. It's all on him.
Well, the board resigned.
Yeah. I think there were only two of them left.
Who was left?
John Lear, and I forget who the other one was.
Lear.
I thought John left not long after I told him that Frank was embezzling.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, that was a source of income for John because he was getting all of his stuff for free for his nonprofit clients. All he'd have to do is go to the board and say, we want to give this to these guys, don't we? And then as he was their support, he got to stay as their paid support because he can get the hardware. I frankly thought that was dirty.
Does it work?
I don't know. It says trying some double. I've got AAA batteries. It needs double A's.
I meant to bring some.
So I was just trying to see if I can make it better. Can I make more targets?
But
it's not.
I bet you do. You might have some in there. Huh?
No.
So, how much?
This one didn't. Yeah.
I got one of them in a bin sale.
No.
And
sure.
I did the NMAP scan. Oh, this thing doesn't work. I bought another one for $35.
$35?
I go for 100 or more.
Let me see.
Retail.
I'm curious, on your software, it was showing the guideline for
built into the
app. Just purely the app. Okay. That's important where when you steer, it gives you an idea of where you're aiming and then that.
Whatever gets you through
the ascend up there from Super does the same thing. As you steer, it tells you where you're going to be within those guidelines.
My other application was to be able to stick it to the tailgate of the trailer. See what the back of the trailer
is.
Quite the impressive magnet.
It is.
So it'll hold on well. Even
I'm sure it'll hold on at speed.
Hmm?
I'm sure it'll hold on at speed.
Yeah, I had it on a round pipe and it was hard to pull off.
I'm closer than you. Think.
That's.
I'll be 79 next.
Who makes that?
How about my chart?
I'm into the 60.
It's got a little port on the back.
This is the only one you'll
do. USB-C.
But there's the only room in the city.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, groups of friends, it's not perfect, but I'm just saying at least somebody put some thought into the
environment. I was bothered to, you know.
Did you know who made it?
Some of the high school.
You could Google that.
All these panel this morning.
Yeah. Sorry.
Somebody in China.
So the.
Because I didn't see any.
No.
The Wi-Fi?
There's no name.
The identifier would be the code.
305, whatever the record was.
Died on November 17th. There's only one person that left a comment on his OBIT.
There's LED. Odds and ends stuff.
That's just.
She had no clue what to do.
That one is just a very different
thing. Factor died. Ding Dong the Witch is Dead went to number one.
Yeah.
It's okay. When we were moving from Claremont County to Butler County, we came back to the old house and grabbed some stuff. And all the neighborhood kids were home. Why did they shook his fist?
Too old to be talking to each other.
You
know, what? I figured out what I'm going to do with all my stuff. I'm going to have
the principal kill herself.
Oh.
Like, no. It's really.
And somehow that went.
Yeah. Steve's first question is, who got her Honda? She jumped off what is that? Jeremiah Morrow Bridge.
The bridge on 71 just north of Kings Island.
The tallest bridge.
I've driven over that like about 7 years. I watched him slowly demo it and failed to demo the southbound.
That was a fascinating process.
Yes, it was.
I did not like this woman anyway.
Twice a week.
So I was not real.
I had every
broken up
because I thought
our first encounter with her, she was talking to us about Graham, and she was saying things will get worser and worser. So from then on, we were counting how many times she said worser in the conversation. And it's like, so after that, she was his worser.
So there's this version of it. Looks very similar.
Yeah.
Fewer lights.
That?
Yeah. There are various versions, and I got it without the monitor.
Yours has three lights.
Yeah, also has an antenna.
Yeah.
That one I want to keep because I know
mine has five lights.
Oh, okay.
I assume it's
six.
What? No, I meant the blue light. Under the blue, there's two more.
Oh,
this one only shows one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wherever it came from.
Not mine, you give away.
Cool toy.
I didn't try to connect to it with VLC.
Which almost certainly would just stream away. I'm 90% sure that's an RSTP camera.
RSTP?
Yeah.
What that means.
That's surprising for you. I think my assessment of what we've done.
Our STP? Maybe. Or,
I don't know what it is.
Real-time stream control protocol.
Well, okay.
I didn't think it was on 554. I was thinking it was up higher than that, but man, what do I know? It's also very possible it's just UDP, because if you miss a pixel, who cares? But yeah, so RTSP is just a normal thing on wireless camera or on network cameras. It's just a direct stream from the chip, basically, raw video.
No one has any wireless keyboards or a pair of wireless mice in their trunk, do they?
No, sorry.
Well, a wireless keyboard usually has two AA batteries. Wireless mice usually have a single.
Yep.
Just trying to think.
Actually, all of my wireless keyboards have two AAAs.
Two AAAs?
Yeah. Okay. And the mouse has a AA. So
a single AA.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got to go out and buy two packages of batteries.
A second. We have
Another business. Who wants to go to lunch?
Me.
I haven't had Italian in
this
a while.
This one's than this one. So which one?
By the number, that number's a little higher than that one. So that, that's what I was going to go with. The guy who's had one.
Pardon?
So, yeah. So that was exactly my thought, too.
We had frozen ravioli the other night.
Oh.
They probably are interchangeable, to be frankly honest.
I'm thinking the same thing.
There's
another question. If you don't, if you can't verify, I'll just think
they're slightly different.
Yeah, each of the players is slightly different, too.
That's one of the things that I kind of appreciate. Remotes are all almost identical now.
Yeah.
And
then there's universal remotes.
Yeah. Well, those are never universal.
And you had a different last name.
So what was that? Okay.
No, I just changed the last week for you.
He has several. I mean,
the same as your old roommate?
No, not the right color.
The interesting thing is there's a whole bunch of Beckhold in Cincinnati to whom I am at best very distantly related.
There's a few greens around. And one of them has the same name as my wife, and apparently she has terrible credit. And they, you know, when we first got married, they kept calling my wife by the phone on the book. And she was trying to find a different one.
You are listening.
You're going to drop it. Oh, good catch.
And they're not made of sweat. And you're a liar. That's the answer I've written to that.
All right, let's see. Then.
Oh, look at you coming late to the party.
Well, you can test the other one for the other one.
Just lit up.
Hey. Hey, this one opened and closed it.
That's 90% of the game.
Yeah.
I don't guarantee it.
All right, so
you ought to close that beforehand.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, there.
Looks like we know what he died of. He drank himself to you.
Really?
Kill Surprise.
And his ex-wife was taking care of him in the last month. His ex-wife was taking care of him in the last month.
Oh, my.
Well, this would have been for Sarah's thing.
And then you'll know, Mike.
Yep. Bless you.
I have a question.
Hey, and Mike, it doesn't matter which one I want to take.
I've told you.
But
that one has numbers on it.
Well, okay. Laptop.
That one, the numbers are
that slightly. Doesn't mean they
capture the serial port messages from the things.
Yeah.
And
right.
When
they both open and close, yeah. So I think
click, when I start compute com from the menu, it says I can't get to TTY USB 0 if I start it from a root problem, then it's fine.
Yeah. You need to add your cell to the dial out group.
It has very good.
There we go.
Okay. You're having whatever.
Question is, let's take the batting.
Sir.
And no,
And you can do that, but that's kind of a sledgehammer.
Because they're
extremely type groups, you'll see what you're a member of.
Yeah, when she goes off to college,
What's the problem with stuff that just works?
Good thing you said.
You don't have to.
You're trying to think of why am I now?
Yeah, I have a label.
Vostra. Haven't seen one of those for a while.
I mean, it's, yeah. So
the thing is, I keep on stashing these at home, but that is so
many. Yeah, I do too. My Costco.
I like this little laptop.
They used to have these little trays. And so the last time I did go out the case, I cut it in half, and so I keep it in the cabinet, and then I keep the big box in it.
Personally, prefer Minicom.
Elsewhere
needs an SSD.
Oh, who's not using?
Me.
Oh, thank you.
Mm.
We tested both remotes. They both work with their appropriate devices.
Should be coming around.
All right. So this hasn't had its stuff set up.
What else? Should I get DVDs or root? Get DVDs.
Put them on MB.
Huh? On what?
MB.
You're a Linux guy. You don't run MB? Come on now. I'm not a Linux guy. I'm a Windows guy. I'm just learning Linux. You can install a MB client on a Windows box.
But you shouldn't.
Is VLC for Linux?
No. Well, VLC for anything.
Is MB? I mean, I like VLC.
Yeah.
VLC
can talk to an MB server.
It talks to everything.
It runs everything.
Yeah.
It talks to everything. The only thing it lacks is a database.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what MB does.
It will also run your camera.
Serious. You've heard of Netflix, right?
Yeah.
This is own version of Netflix.
Okay. So I have to download and import all these things. In order to
So system settings, user group,
so that's why we need this.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I don't know about you.
With the death announcement, it's actually one of the first things. If you're the only one who's got an addiction problem,
dang.
Actually, I'm in the camper. so I can probably set this up to be in the camper and I'll see the video to go on the TV for rainy days.
I didn't want it. So, and we got a new camper earlier this year. It doesn't even have a TV in it. It's like,
people are like, what? What do you mean? Like, you're camping
administration. You know, people watch all their stuff on their
iPad. We get you.
You're running.
You know, 65-inch TV on the side of this $180,000 motorhome.
Control center.
Prints out some chairs and he starts putting on the football game. I'm like, you could have saved $200,000 by just staying home.
And you can also get the fingerprint sensor to work for doing sudo stuff.
Oh,
it ties into PAM, so anytime it asks for a password,
World War II
users should be all the way at the bottom.
In the Pacific, and he never lost the habit of walking absolutely quietly.
So he'll never walk up to you.
Yeah. So he, well, they had some adventures, but.
Users in groups. Sorry.
There it is. Okay. Their sleeping bags. They're sitting there enjoying
the sound. I'm very used to cinnamon.
Here's what some guy dressed up with your first analysis. Climbs out. Sets up a saddle and dish. Motor generator. Turns on the air conditioning. Goes back inside to watch.
This should be easy.
Which disappears.
It should. Yeah. Yeah, go to advanced.
Go silent.
Now it needs your password.
Like the spark on the pirates of and they never saw him, never heard him.
Advanced again, maybe?
Found the spark plug wire on the windshield wiper. He's mugged him.
Yeah, okay.
That's funny.
I'd check all out.
Some guy showed up with the late when they were fishing. He was absolutely dead drunk and he had a gun and he was shooting at things he shouldn't.
Yeah, like I said,
very quickly, quietly disarmed him without any and the sheriff showed up. And he asked him, my dad and George, and said, how long are you guys going to be here? And they looked at each other and said, till Monday. He said, okay.
And if you log out and log back in, you should be good.
Let's just see if that's
for his own safety.
Yes.
Did not.
If there were a hidden save button.
I think this is showing what it reads from the environment, but it probably already changed.
Able to monitor other children is dealing with it with grace and class. She is wicked smart. And
does she have other children?
Yeah, there is stuff up the bottom.
So someone to help her that
she has older who is local.
Okay.
And
but
can we just remove my mother and father out here in Arizona just a year ago? And now I'm at a place for a home residence, but
open up a terminal.
Difference. Yeah.
Children groups that actually scans through the list of groups.
Exactly. Yeah, she's smart,
okay.
Spiritual, graceful person, funny.
So in mine, I'm running Cinnamon. I just click on that. I've got the same basic thing. For me though, it's dial-out.
The kids inherited before me.
Weird.
I got a lot more stuff. These are the actual names of the groups, not just general.
It's a very morbid way of saying
select this and it does it for stuff. But I do have an OK button at the bottom, and it showed up immediately. You can do it from a command line with sudo.
I do, but that's not
sudo.
We'll sell the house that will pay back the upfront charge. And we need, fortunately, that enough income. But if you build the house, I think it's like within 5 years, there's a time period that if it's going to go back and have these funds, no matter what you do with them.
I'll give a look back.
Yeah, there's a look back for the that is on.
That's not good.
If we sell that house and then rent it out for 5 years or something, I can put it in the truck. It's in the trust.
It's
okay. It did a trust.
Yeah, dash capital G for the groups you want to add.
Non-revoked.
So
the revocable trust.
Sudo space
revoke trust
and user mod.
I found this out
space.
Recently.
Dash capital G.
My parents' trust is revocable. It's not revocable.
And then the groups that you want to be a member of, which is dial out and modem.
Over their lives, we can't get one of them to release the trust. And Merrill Lynch, I'm going to say,
and then your login.
Change as long as they're alive. It's a non-revocable part is after your asset. But how get some so
I should ask for your
pass. Then it's like
password when you hit enter.
So it's the groups.
Up until then,
who it applies to. Sorry.
So including revocability.
And you can specify multiple groups.
Fields being looked at.
They want commas between that and those spaces. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the trust had its own tax ID number.
But there's no modem. So it may not have applied you to dial out.
In the trust, but until passing the doors of all the participants of all the initial.
It has not.
I mean, it can still be changed.
For things that USB devices mostly
irrevocable.
Okay.
And I will let that by serial port.
But after it's plugged in, it shows up as a different thing. But you will definitely have to log out and log back in for that group change to take effect.
Oh, she's on that today. Yeah, as long as she's alive. And frankly, the last document I have was they're both alive, it looks like alive.
So I've got groups of dial out, fax, voice.
So Well, that's like, I mean, my dad was in control of his father's trust, and it was a skinhead.
Did you redo it with all the dial outs?
His marriage was me and my brother.
If it, while finds any issue, it kills both of them.
Basically, the dividends, monthly assets. So the initial capital investment goes to the grandkids. And my uncle, you know, there's a house with Keller Benton in FLA near UC. And well, wants to sell it. Put those assets into something else. And I know the reason he wants to do that, then he can generate more monthly income.
Now you got to log out and back in. That's when it takes a
stocks and bonds.
That's when it's applied to your environment.
I'm going to find with a gene appreciation since eventually, you know, 5 to 10 years is probably going to come to me and my brother. My brother's like, well, which one? It was his father's money. I know the reasons why he did the sketch and had to do with
old school stuff. You had to generate alternating generations, so they have to do that too because of the system setup.
Really?
Yeah, because you couldn't leave it.
What?
But like,
where did the others go?
Parents had to leave their grandchildren.
So you should be in your name. You should have the.
I did not know that that was an old school. So is it, maybe that's why it's just
we went under the impression by other groups and make these only.
Upset disappointed at
who's not married. How all the girls and stuff were back in the 80s was with it. Pre-80s, it was.
Yes, done pre-80s.
Yeah,
he passed away in the 80s, but I'm sure that the documents were pre-80s.
Yeah, I used to be pretty versed in that stuff. I haven't really kept up with it in the last years, but yeah, it was an
yes.
Thing. I always thought that
it
was
did. Strange. I apologize. I gave you bad information. We needed the dash A in there as well.
What it was.
It'll be the same as what I've got up there.
After the parents passed and they didn't know how to run the business, the grandkids, right? So they were on the ground. Was the Oscars or Aspen or something. There's a really good documentary where they walked through how that whole
family died. So, dial out, comma.
Because,
We were under the impression that
they get
my grandfather. He went through World War II and his son married a Japanese girl.
ADM,
couldn't leave direct.
TTY,
direct next
gen, comma, CD-ROM.
That is interesting because it would fall right around the
cut. I have no idea what it is.
Passing falls right around the cusp of that time period.
Plug down. No, that was in there.
The trust couldn't be set to leave. You know, I don't know if that was the death pact.
And LP admin.
Had a lot of people out of the page on that or what.
Okay.
And they
that should do it.
But oh, that's on the shirt. You've got it. Well, it's not a certain pulled back, but it's yeah.
It's also a S-H-R-E.
But that's what I'm saying. And that's why I don't know too much about
it. Sorry, it's been a while since I played with this.
My mom's boss came, offered it to like 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Because his son took over basically the family.
The wife and I are talking about we need to go and redo our stuff.
No. Because you're not in
our will essentially.
Sudo, so you can't do that. Do you have every password set?
Yeah. And yeah, so we need to kind of go into trust to protect the asset.
Well, shit.
Well, you want the assets off in the trust. And if there's nothing,
I don't remember. I set up an account.
Healthcare,
my wife,
or court, you know, generating that stuff on your death. There's
actually, I remember the
well, you can switch to her command line too.
It's not a problem. It's like my brother and I, it's like for my parents,
as you space dash space
executor,
then her login.
And then my father wanted to change me over to executor
at this point,
because you know, just in this last year. But there was just no
chance. Space dash.
We're
space.
Not worried about what my brother and I work together. It's not like we're trying to
And it's not just small. I've seen it happen, but also part of the problem too. You don't know what the state will force them to get to it. If they force it into a probate scenario, they'll take half. Right, so then your kids get half of what you tried to give them.
But the nursing homes are the ones that are nasty too. If you walk in there,
or what I said,
the nursing home, take everything. If they take 1 year's fee, and you were paying out of your pocket.
Okay. If you haven't set a root password, you can boot into emergency mode and set your password.
At that time, probably.
So do a reboot.
Just like
I'm sorry, I haven't asked you up here.
Oh, wow.
The nursing home don't budge. They like collapse because the family said, well,
that should get you to your
But they went rented. The nursing home said they wanted
you went too fast.
But the lien's only there for non.
When you got to that grub.
Yeah, I hit enter instead.
Control alt delete on it.
Because there's so many people shut down. A lot of nursing homes declare bankruptcy.
Nope.
The state says, you got to pay that lien.
Okay.
To guarantee they get their money. And even though the house is never sold like that, but they're not going to be willing to make any repairs. Any income,
it's safe.
They're going to be right. Saying that the parents owned it, so it goes to the nursing home anyway. So that's where the trust funds
have to time where you need to find a lawyer that's really going to help us out with in that situation.
But that's the one that gets
control E.
Okay. So all records you get a nursing home and you lose everything.
That's
what I was
experiencing.
Watch yourself.
There's E to edit
commands or secret.
I have some friends who,
yeah, you want
to. Well,
so
Gene's
go up one.
Okay. And
press E.
An engineer's engineer.
And come down to the Linux line here. Get rid of the quiet and splash at the end of it. Now it doesn't understand the mouse.
Fill it in, you know, and so he shared that with us. And they ended up at Ohio Living in
I love this keyboard.
They are.
You like that melting pot.
And they add single, S-I-N-G-L.
At Ohio Living
in
Wilmington, because that's
I've got like five of them.
Away child.
You don't know that. They sit in the same position. You'll actually
sun there near Wilmington.
Control X to boot that line.
In Worcester, Ohio. I have two daughters in Seattle. So
now it'll start up in single user mode and automatically log in. That's why you need to set a root password, because anybody can do that.
It's
also why you probably ought to encrypt
it. There's a lot of mansions that
are kind of tasks for the
for anything.
Yeah, I know.
Does somebody have
to stay on the property? Oh, that's a speed. Sorry.
And up to the property, because it's all leaves.
In California, you have to.
Yeah.
At least once nice. Every 5 years.
Real Ethernet port, too.
The public's yeah. not on it, and it's not.
Okay.
Or the squatter rights.
I can't read it.
That's 5 years, but that's why.
Every 5 years, you have to.
Center for maintenance.
Within 5 years. If the public has access
to the continue your route. Now,
the public easement is created. In this case, like
user mod.
That's why shopping malls close on Christmas.
Actually, at this point, so you can just edit the group file if you want.
Easement on. And they do it every year.
Dash A.
The whole file.
Capital G.
Yeah, space. All I know is I haven't been able to afford to live in Seattle.
ADM.
I grew up in Southern California. I don't need
comma,
to. I don't
TTY.
Need to be able to afford to go there because I ain't moving back.
CD-ROM.
That's why. Most of my, you know, a lot Sudo. Of my friends that own a house there, they either Dip. Inherited it, they bought it, you know,
50 Plug years down. Ago, 50 years
ago. Well, my younger daughter and her husband
LP admin.
10 years ago. It's quadruple.
In Seattle.
Samba share.
Oh, they got it. It's a killer location.
No, Spain. Austin and outside of Virginia, same thing.
Yeah. For the things we figured
any
out.
Any issues?
You know, then I think a
okay. And a reboot should be good.
That is fine, man.
At this point, I can just type reboot. I can set a.
What are the things that happened?
Oh, repatriate. Yeah, for
repatriate. Yeah. The house we had there.
WD or
EASSWD.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling my cousin. I was telling her that she's our house for
survivor.
Just enter.
It's in North San Diego County.
And it asks twice.
So this,
if you do that as a normal user, set it the same as yours.
Why? Since yeah. I tried that with my daughters, and they look at me and said,
one of the weird things I like about
it
is
the volcanoes,
all of the LEDs are tri-states.
My mother was scared to death of a snowball.
I remember when they first came out with blue LEDs, you were obsessed with taking every part
of the
blue LEDs.
I like those things. My reaction was, hey, Mark, go sell it to
you. Yeah.
We
talked about climate change and the environment. Apparently, Cincinnati is considered
a climate. I did a gig at Kroger the other night where.
We're kind of in the middle. We're south.
The parking lot has this weird. Purple
north of the southern
overhead.
Yeah. So we're
and
actually very desirable.
I know that's a failure mode on LED streetlights where the phosphor goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
Start seeing more and more.
Snow just on that.
I asked them over and they said, no, that's on purpose because it makes the car pushers best
to the bottom of it.
Makes them what?
Car pushers people. It's obnoxious to be sitting under, so I guess it reduces loitering.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like
that's rough.
Right here,
I wonder if it's
we can drive a
shop to be under that
takes like a lot.
Yeah.
By the time you count to get into the airport, we're waiting 2 hours.
Well, it doesn't look like anybody else is going to be joining.
Turn around with the bags at the airport.
Go ahead,
an hour and a half.